I have people skills. I know what I want in business and in the work field, and I'm a fast learner.
And when you and I are in your apartment alone, you'll do what I ask.
Yeah, you will, bitch. It's going to be a...
I can't tell if I love that movie or don't like it at all.
Yeah, I'm with you. I like that, though, in the movie.
You do?
Yeah.
Tara really liked it.
The worst is when you walk out and you just know, like, that was a waste of my time.
Yes.
What I was telling Tyler, Nightcrawler, what we speak of.
I'm a Nightcrawler now, by the way.
I've been a Nightcrawler. I think that's one of the reasons why I liked it. And I'm crawling around all the spots that he hits in that movie. You too, right?
It was, we recognized everything. And we recognized two or three of the major scenes as stuff we happened to cross the paths of while they were shooting it, not knowing it was that.
Talking about Nightcrawler, Jake Gyllenhaal's new vehicle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm a Nightcrawler, but for UFOs that happen to land right in front of me when I have my camera out.
Do me a favor, Mike. Take those headphones off of your microphone.
Yeah, I thought something was weird.
It's hard to look at that.
No, I thought something
was
weird.
Not right.
Yeah, I thought it was weird.
It's what happens when a microphone is not in use.
Yeah, I don't like that.
So Nightcrawler's good, but he's not creepy enough, and he's not funny enough for him to be an all-time classic.
And
he's close.
People were laughing throughout in the theater we were in.
I laughed probably four or five times.
Yeah, there's like four or five laughs.
I didn't think it was funny.
Well, of course not, because you're a very dramatic person.
I thought he was, once I realized he's a bad person, I couldn't enjoy it as much as I would have.
What?
What do you mean, once you realize he's a bad person?
Yeah,
it's pretty
weird.
Established.
Pretty quick.
That's what I mean.
I believe the opening scene, he manhandles and takes over, power. What's the word?
Yeah.
He
overpowers?
He overpowers!
Yes,
he does. Little security, a little innocent security guard.
Yeah. Spoiler.
It's the first 5 minutes of the movie. But yeah,
did you think that movie was a little influenced by Drive?
Yeah, you know what? I got a few people sending me emails saying that it's like Drive without all the fluff and glamour.
No. Drive's better.
I didn't feel Drive. It was the same location, same spots.
Yeah.
But
I do get
different.
Excited when you see things you recognize in movies.
Oh, absolutely. Tyler hates it. He doesn't care.
Oh,
no, no.
Oh,
no.
That's right.
No,
you
remember?
Hate it. You hate it. Admit it.
You hate
admit
it.
I like recognizing things. In the movies.
You don't care about going there.
I don't
care. You don't like to see them
in
real
life.
You don't care about going there.
The worst. That is the worst thing to ever do in life. You have it so backwards, my friend.
I almost emailed you today because instead of hiking,
it's hard for the listener to discern.
Instead of hiking in the hills.
You hiked at Universal?
We hiked at Universal.
Really?
Yeah. Went to Universal Studios and did the stairs.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's one of the lamest things I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Switched out gay for lame there just to let everyone know.
The stairs from like Lancashire up to the top?
Uh-huh.
Jeez.
A lot.
I kind of hiked today. I watched a movie called Wild.
That's exactly the same thing as us being burning, sweating, climbing.
Reese Witherspoon walking the PCT, Pacific Coast Trail. All right, enough of this shit.
The Pacific Coast Trail?
Yeah.
I have a friend that's done it.
Well, Reese Witherspoon did it in the movie. I'm Anderson. This is Welcome to After Disaster. I'm Anderson. There's Mikey Carano, Keith Carolina to my left, and there's Ty Ty playing the sound. I have very little to bring to the table this week, so I'm hoping you guys got time. I can start off with this.
Mike brought cheese to the table.
Oh, yeah, it's true. We're going to have a little cheese.
I just wanted you guys to try it and see if it's as good as I think it is.
It's Parmesan. It's straight Parmesan. You're eating it like it's cheddar.
It's called Parmesan Reggiano.
Reggie.
Something like that.
You know what you should do?
Ragatoli.
You should be that guy. You always have like a brick of cheese, brick of Parmesan in your pocket.
Some clams.
And then on the inside pocket, you got a grater, and you just grate it directly into your mouth.
That's not bad.
That's not bad at all.
Like a grater in your
keychain. Bite of this cheese. Take a bite of this cheese and
you'd
tell
like
me.
An Italian cartoon
tell me
character.
If I'm just being weird about this being fucking delicious. Maybe it's not that
it's good.
Good
cheese.
Fork off a crumble. All right.
It's good cheese.
Yeah.
Mine's crunchy.
Living up to my raving about how great it is.
It tastes like Parmesan cheese.
That's it?
Have you just never had good cheese before?
Probably not. No, so I
no,
probably
it's really
never
good.
Have. I probably have never had good cheese. I've never had anything outside
this with
of-
a little bit of prosciutto and like a grape. Yeah, but
it feels a little naked.
One grape.
Mm. God, why do grapes bring out cheese? So
grapes
good?
Are the best.
They really are.
Grapes are so good.
All right, no more cheese eating on air because I think that upsets people. But thank you very much for thinking of us and bringing it in.
I just wanted you to try it. Yeah.
I've never eaten Parmesan that way. I usually eat it over my pasta.
I know. Me too. Seems like it's a waste now, right?
Well, the Parmesan grating straight in your mouth. That's the new thing.
I like that. I wonder if we can get like portable pocket graters and sell them after disaster cheese graters.
Like a nice place. Get dressed up and everything, but just eat everything that way. Like we put the noodles in our mouth, and then we open the mouth, and we sprinkle in salt, and then we do the We crush the pepper.
And we'll just put like vegetables and hot water in our mouth and jiggle it around and make it soup.
Yeah.
I guess we know what the skit portion of our skate video is going to be.
Would you guys like tea? Got it already. Tea bag in our mouth.
Underneath the tongue. It stays there. We need some kind of like after dinner dessert type item that like prepares in the back cheek.
We could do a creme brulee.
All right. Now we're getting gross. Hey, I had a fantastic experience with you two young men out front right before this program began.
Yeah.
We're 2/3 of the way there. I would like to once again thank Aiden for sending us decks. So we are all going to be multi-deck owners of skateboards now, like true men. We were out front just a minute ago, right before the program fired up here, right before we cracked these here mics. And Mike and I were on skateboards. Tyler was watching. And
I was.
I felt badass.
I kind of feel bad, too.
No, ass.
He felt badass.
Oh,
he scared a man.
Bad. I felt bad he didn't.
So here's this is the true story. It was before you got here, but there's a nice gentleman, I believe he does weather and traffic on the ones or something.
Yeah.
Across the street. It's a true story. Like, that's what he does. He sits in a booth and he gives updates every 10 minutes. Gets paid to do that. Not a bad gig. But he leaves around this time and he goes to his car.
Is he the guy I talk to when I come up, when I show up with my footage?
Is he a heavy set man with a beard?
I don't know.
I got footage of that storm front coming in.
And he always comes to me. And
I got a 40-year-old guy just crashing a skateboard. He looks hurt pretty bad.
Usually I'm out. We're going to get off this movie. Usually I'm out front with Stanley, and he's like very jolly, very nice man. And he like talks to me about Stanley and says hello. This time, no Stanley. Stanley replaced with skateboard underfoot.
He's not happy.
Rolling around a parking lot. And Tyler, did he look pleased to see me?
I think he grunted at you.
He was not a happy man.
You're like, hey, man. And he was like,
Like the skateboard like brings fear into your fellow man.
It does. Absolutely.
So weird.
Hey, I was looking out the window of the office at the Improv today, and three kids pulled in on skateboards, and I kind of jokingly said, oh, this is a threat to me. I got to go down there and jump in on this action. And then they were standing there doing tricks, and then one of the girls goes, I don't feel comfortable with them skateboarding so close to my car. And I was like, yeah, no shit, me neither. And I felt like an old man. I was going to go. And one of the managers
goes,
get the air horn. Like hit him with the air horn. I'm like, I'm not doing that.
You know what you should have done is just hopped on your stick.
Yeah.
And joined them.
And just done some frantic, like crazy person that I'm clearly don't know what I'm doing. Skateboarding right
like,
at him.
Like a pit like maneuver, like you're in a mosh pit with them. No, I like the idea of like Mike's coworker going, you know, I don't really feel comfortable with them out there. They might hit my car. Mike, you know, and she's like looking over her shoulder. He's not there. She looks back down.
Mike's doing a nose manual on her hood.
I don't even know what that is, but it sounds terrible.
What's it called where you do the thing with the hand? God, I'm out of practice with the skateboarding. Where you do the hand plant and you got your board on your feet?
It's just a hand grab, right?
Mm-mm.
Or just like a...
I know what it is. You grab the board and your feet are still on the board and you grab your hand and you do thing.
You do
yeah, I don't remember what that's called.
It's got a good name.
Yeah, it's got a great name. I remember when it was invented, though.
Do you?
The first picture came out in Skateboarder magazine and everyone was super excited.
Did you get
that
footage of it and sell it to Channel 6?
No, I didn't have a camera back then.
Do you like how they took KTLA and just...
Yeah, KWLA.
Yeah. All right, sorry. We're still talking about Nightcrawler. Jesus Christ.
Well, we got to get everyone in line to see it and then we'll talk about it more next week.
I just wish they went a little farther in one direction. You know what I mean? Like it was too realistic almost. It should have been more...
It was well,
cartoonish.
There was parts about it that were very unrealistic. Like he would have been arrested for trespassing immediately.
Mm-hmm. Not a hand plant.
It is a hand plant.
Isn't that what I said?
Yeah.
Had a better name.
Yeah.
Both just said it has a great name.
It does.
It did. It seemed like it was more complicated.
Like the
than
Legend
hand
of Bagger
plant.
Vance Plant or something.
Yeah.
It was something good.
Oh, I can't wait to make up our own trick names.
So Tyler wants to...
I call this the it doesn't look like much trick.
I call this the not falling off while I
call
go
this,
by.
I'm on the downside of life. I'm closer to death than I am to birth.
I call this the most pathetic midlife crisis in the history of man.
Quarter life crisis for me.
Well,
what are you going to 100 plus there, son?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I keep it 100.
God, Tyler hasn't hit 30 yet. Isn't that weird? I don't like that.
Coming up on it, though.
You know what we should do, just for the sake of solidarity? We should just pin him down and, like, force drugs and stuff that makes him age down his throat.
That's a lot of stuff. That's years. That's years.
Tobacco.
That's years it's going to take to do that.
You can't cram it all in one night?
Why'd you stop doing the after disaster?
They were holding me down and forcing stuff down my throat that made me age. What are we going to get? Human growth serum? We just knife wrinkles into his face.
Oh, that's not bad.
burn. That is like, very bad.
Battery acid.
Oh, it's terrible. In India, that's what they do. They put battery acid like on newborns.
So they'll have a life form of like uric acid on his teeth so they're worn down more.
So that they can beg more professionally.
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard about that. Yeah, they poke out an eye or something.
All right. What do you guys
You know you're a pro.
What do you guys bring to the table?
Well, I don't know. Let me look at my notes. Christopher Bennett, a chef at a little restaurant called Fleming's, is resending gift certificates because the other ones didn't show up.
Did he
appreciate you saying his full name?
Oh, I don't know. Is that bad?
No.
The good news is Diane Vandekamp feels like she's challenged.
Oh, yeah.
So
we should have
a steak-off.
She's going to take us out to dinner as well. All right. So steak-off.
Steakboarding. We eat steaks while skateboarding.
What episode should we do the steak-off on? Okay, I did take a couple of notes. I watched some information on the LA River. I don't really have anything to bring to the table about that, but I didn't know it was a real river, and I didn't know the reason it's coated in cement was because they wanted to be able to build right up to the edges, and they couldn't when it was at an actual flowing, windy river because it would flood every 3 or 4 years.
Right.
So it's one of the first cities in America that decided, you know what, we're just going to cement the whole thing in. Who cares about the beauty? And we can build right to the edge.
And it was pretty at one point. It was an actual river.
It was a flowing river,
yeah,
and LA would not be here without it. And it carries as much water as some of the most major rivers, which doesn't look like it at all.
It's trickling. It's bone dry most of the year.
Yeah, but if it wasn't for the LA River, LA would not exist here because that was the main source of water. And then the LA Aqueduct, I watched information on that as well. And I had no idea the story of that. I had no idea that we just put a giant pipe out in Death Valley and sucked water in. And it's still the major source of water for Los Angeles to this day. And
yeah, that's why Mono Lake is like empty.
Yeah,
isn't this all covered in Chinatown?
Yes, but I didn't know that stuff. I didn't know that black pipe when you're driving to Vegas. Like I will be on Friday going out to SEMA, thanks to Tony.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I'm giving plugs.
Seriously, this is a Microno plug minute.
Giving blood.
Here's what I wrote down. What's worse, being guilted into voting or giving a shit about Lena Dunham? That doesn't.
You shouldn't read
about
it like directly.
These stand up notes.
I wrote this down today. I wrote down what's worse, being guilted into voting.
Wait, okay, Lena Dunham, is she the girl that she's the showrunner for Girls, and she in her tell all book she talked about child messing sexual stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I know all about that.
She sort of got I know more than you attitude a little bit.
A little sanctimonious.
Yeah, absolutely. Like here, I created this TV show now. I'm going to show my naked, flabby body in every other scene.
Oh, she's in it. I've never seen Girls.
I've never seen her either, but people I know love it. People I know love it. Tara loves it. And she goes, I love that there's regular girls that aren't skinny and they're naked the entire time just walking around,
which is fake.
And girls, I don't imagine they walk around their apartment naked 80% of the time. However, I am in my underwear 80% of the time, so maybe they do.
Maybe they do.
My boobs are out.
There's not that much casual nudity. It's usually sex related, but they don't hide it. It's just like they're.
You watch the show?
Yeah.
If you needed more proof that I don't pay attention hiking yesterday, just walked right into a tree.
Moving on to new topics. Apparently.
Just right into a tree.
Corona's a big scab on his.
It's not even a scab. It's a bruise. Like it just stopped me cold.
Was it oak tree?
You know, I didn't check.
Mm. I bet there's some scientist, someone smart enough, they could look at the abrasion on your shoulder and tell
they
you.
They could go, the mites that came off the tree that dug into your flesh.
I've only seen one frame of Girls.
Yeah.
And it was a still on a website. It was Mr. Skin's website. He was actually showing it to me. Yeah. And it was Adam Driver, I guess, had unleashed his essence onto a woman's chest.
Yeah, that's like the first or second episode. You're like, oh, what's the show? Oh, there's Adam Driver.
Yeah,
celebrating.
Unleashing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Unleashed is essence. So it's leashed when it's inside of you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes. You got it leashed up.
Fully
under
leashed.
Lock and key.
Oh, almost literally. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank God. Right? Can you imagine?
A lot of people have the key, though.
If there was a cork you had to keep in.
Human bodies are great.
That was good. That wasn't me, everybody. That was Mike.
Better than every Ziploc bag ever created. Human bodies. Oh, in our young age, at least.
I hope mine stays as good as a Ziploc bag.
Yeah.
Ziploc.
But a good one, not like those 99 cent store Ziploc
bags. You know
what?
That's not a bad idea.
Those are fine.
You could surgically have one of those Ziploc things put on your butt crack. That wouldn't be a bad idea.
What?
That would be a terrible idea. Yeah.
You're right. That's a bad one. Hard to explain.
What if you were so rich and powerful you just had like a small boy who was like your purse? You just kept everything inside him because he's a good Ziploc. All right.
You mean like he holds it?
Like he swallows it and then.
I'd rather just have.
You would not like this, Mike. What would you rather?
A backpack. And someone else carries it.
I saw this movie called Startup, which I'll be talking about on the film vault at length. But it's a prison film, an Irish prison film. Very realistic Irish prison film. I enjoyed it thoroughly. Thank you very much to all the listeners who, like 5 or 6 independent listeners are like, you must see this film called Startup. You're going to love it. Very good prison film. And there's a scene where a guy needs to make a phone call. They're in one of the cells. And his buddy just sits down on the toilet, proceeds to grunt out a cell phone, one of the like burner types. Mm-hmm. And just takes it. And he has like a little bit of cellophane around it, not much. Takes it out of the cellophane, just hands it to the guy, and he just makes a phone call.
Yeah.
And he gives it back to him, and it goes back inside the bum.
Yeah.
Oh, that movie's great.
I don't think I'd ever call anyone. I haven't pushed my rectum to its structural limit, but I'm pretty sure this doesn't fit. No, I'm sure someone would
argue.
It wasn't
an iPhone. It wasn't not an iPhone.
It was like a flip phone.
You think the boy, because that's pretty much like his purse.
Well, guess what else he's got up there?
That guy is his purse. Actually, I didn't even make that connection.
Well, he's probably got the charger up there too.
He might. You know, how sad is that guy when he sees the new size of the iPhone 6 Plus? Oh, he's like, man. It's like, I hope my boss doesn't want that.
Jesus Christ. Do they have outlets in prison cells?
I think so. Not any of the cells that I was ever in. I don't remember seeing them, but
it doesn't seem like they would. It seems like
that
stuff would be
hardwired.
I think
they do, like the permanent living.
In.
No, the permanent. Yeah, maybe you're right.
It seems like the light would be in the ceiling only, yeah, hardwired.
Yeah,
because you don't get to go and go flip on, flip off.
I'm sure some of the lower security ones have.
Yeah, because you had to plug.
Yeah, but in
stuff.
The lower security ones, you're not hiding a cell phone up your butt.
I still don't think you can have a cell phone.
Yeah. Remember when Charlie Manson had one? A few years ago, he was just making random calls.
Seriously?
Somehow he got a cell phone, and he was just calling random numbers. People were getting calls from Charlie Manson.
Are you sure about that?
That would be as good as winning the lottery for me, I think. I mean,
you can write him, and he'll probably write you back.
About the same.
He writes a lot of people back, apparently.
He has a ghostwriter.
Really?
I don't know. No, I'm absolutely positive that he had a cell phone.
I told a friend that he writes a lot of people back, as he does, and he goes, he's got nothing else to do in prison. He goes, of course, everyone writes you back. And he goes, pick any celebrity murderer you want to. You send him a letter. You'll get a letter back from them. It might take a year, he goes, but you'll get a letter back.
Especially if you say your name's like a girl's name.
Yeah. I'm Jillian
Cowan. Let's not go with that. All right. You guys should. I'm looking up Charlie Manson's cell phone. If you guys could please pick.
Oh, I was doing the same thing.
Were you? Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. I used to like Charlie Manson when I was a young impressionable.
Yeah, I noticed that when you were talking to Tara about that. You both were like, yeah, and lust in your eyes, and it was you guys are both like all excited about
him. I didn't like him as a human being. I thought he was despicable, but I did appreciate the power and influence he had over people.
Okay, like Hitler, too.
And then. He was also definitely a symbol for like the justice system and how we always scapegoat, because my whole thing was he's just a scapegoat, man. He's never even killed anyone with his own hands, man. You got him locked up forever, man.
Yeah.
It was Tex that did it, man. You know, but now, I mean, especially with...
I would be fascinated to see what would happen if he got out. I have a feeling he would just fade off and live his life and die.
I remember this band that I used to love called Empty Quarter Youth. God, it was a good band.
Yeah.
Empty Quarter Youth. And they used to just take like samples and whatnot. And one of my favorites was an actual interview with Charlie Manson. And they just kind of played it on a loop throughout the song. And it was like, what would you do, Charlie, if you could get out and do anything
I watched that interview.
What would you do? Remember what his answer was? Probably walk across the street, sit in the grass. Just something really banal.
It was Tom Snyder interviewing him. I watched it recently within the last few months on YouTube.
That's weird. Oh, you didn't watch it. You were in the room when somebody else.
I watched it.
Oh, you watched it?
At 2 in the morning.
Just
I didn't
see it. Brushing up on your serial killer interviews?
He's not a serial killer!
I know nothing about Manson. She's on a show about Manson. I figured I would catch up a little bit in case I have to talk about it.
Ty, what'd you find?
Ty,
what'd you find?
Someone tried to smuggle him a wristwatch cell phone, but that guy was caught. But then he did end up with a cell phone at some point and was calling people around Canada.
I didn't even know they made wristwatch.
He was calling and texting people around North America and Canada.
How great would that be?
How do they know it's him?
I'm trying to have dinner. We're not interested.
But do you think he announced, hey, this is Charlie Manson, or do you think he just wanted to talk?
Yeah, I wonder what the... Because no one would believe you if you say, hi, this is Charles
Manson. Yeah, of course they wouldn't believe you. But it would be fascinating to find out you had a weird call from somebody, you spoke with him, and then the police talked to you a month later, and they had to, like, when they found the phone, they had to look at the numbers he called and call people and let them know. Did you give him any information?
Holy shit.
He just wanted to know where my daughter went to grade school, to high school.
You guys ever heard of Empire News?
Nope.
This coming. I don't. All right. Give me. You guys, speak amongst yourselves. I got 30 seconds.
It looks that looks very fake.
Yeah, I know it does. I hope it's not.
What is it? Oh, go check out a sweet ass photo on the After Disaster Instagram that I posted.
Fuck.
Instagram.com/theafterdisaster. You can see Mike and Anderson doing some sweet tricks.
Oh, you already put it up? No, dude, it's too too soon. Too premature. We need to.
I wish I would have known you were doing it.
Look at the photo. It's awesome.
Harder. Oh, that is a good one.
Yeah, show it to, show it to Uncle Andy.
Look at that. It's fucking sweet.
That is. That's pretty good shit right there. Yeah. Okay. Guys, I'm finding reports that Charlie Manson was rumored, but I think it's rumored, was paroled, but I think it's fake. Just today. Damn it. It's fake. It's false. God damn it.
Well, what are the chances that someone posted that today?
I don't know. Very, very rare. I bet we could get, I should say.
I bet we could get more listeners if we got him as a guest.
One of the most famous killers in American prison system will soon be walking free on Tuesday. Charlie Manson, who is now 79 years old, was granted parole by the California Board of Parole and authorized by California Governor Jerry Brown.
He got his age wrong. He's 80.
Is he?
Yeah. He's been 80 for...
This was June 4th, and it's
June
fake.
4th, 2014. You fuckers. Who has time to make fake shit up? Who has time?
We're doing a podcast.
Well, yeah, it was time to do what we're doing.
We have skateboards.
Yeah, but we're not making stuff up.
Well, I don't know, that kicking animals back into the fire thing.
Well, I thought that to be fact, and I still do because I heard it on KFI. All right.
All right.
What else?
Are we going to talk about this weekend?
What's going on this weekend?
Last weekend.
Last weekend? What happened last? Oh, yeah, Mike wasn't up. Oh, yeah.
Right, we can talk about it. We can talk about everything.
Mike, what the hell's wrong with you? Seriously.
Well.
All right.
I documented the whole thing because it's my entire podcast. Mm-hmm. But
sure, it's great.
I have bouts of depression now and then. I have no excuse. I don't like haunted houses. I didn't want to go to a haunted house. I wanted to see you guys, but I definitely did not want to go to a haunted house.
Well, you knew where we were.
No,
before the haunted house.
No, you could I have did not know. I did not know where you were.
It's in the text.
I promise you, I did not know
that
where you were.
Replied.
Here's
to.
The deal: the wives kibitzed and commiserated and created a evening, a fun filled evening for the. Tyler and myself and them, and we also wanted Mike Carano to be a part of it. So I began reeling Carano in early last week. We were supposed to all go to a haunted house the day after Halloween, the last night of this haunted house.
Here's the information I got from you. No restaurant. At Tyler's now, going to a restaurant first. We'll be at the Barclay within an hour. That's when I said
that's
I'll...
the restaurant, the Barclay.
Oh, I thought that was the haunted house.
Nope.
Oh, so I had no idea. I thought you meant you're going to be at the haunted house within an hour.
Well, here, okay, you know what? Let's start from at the risk of boring everyone to death.
You're not boring anyone that already listened to my podcast because I stood in front of that place for 1 hour and 3 minutes and recorded every second of it, including my misgivings about driving out there.
All the way back to October 25th. All right, here's Mike Carano and I's relationship via text.
Okay.
October 25th. Hey, this is me. Hey, I'm in the process of casting for the next short that we're shooting back-to-back weekends in November, looking for a young stoner to play the courier. He also needs to look older for the last scene, which is 6 years or so in the future. If you think of anyone that fits this description, let me know, because as we know, Mike works in around comedians often who are looking for roles such as this. Like if Swartzen would be perfect if he wasn't a real actor. Mike's response to all that is groovy. Went on to write October 30th. Want to come out with Tyler, the wives, and I this Saturday night? Going to a haunted house. I know Tara is rarely available on Saturday, but she should come too. Mike Scrono?
Probably.
I don't have much of a defense, but part of it is probably that I was driving that
two,
second time.
2 days later, Mike, out of the blue, says, what time are you skateboarding to the haunted house? I write, we're heading in that direction in a few. And then Mike says, to the haunted house or Tyler's? I wrote, at Tyler's now. Going to be at restaurant first. We'll be at the Barclay within an hour.
Okay, the way I interpreted that was the Barclay was the haunted house, and you guys are going to a restaurant to grab some food to go, and then you're going to head over to the haunted house.
Mike's response was, groovy.
In our defense, we'd also sent you the link to the haunted house, which nowhere did it ever say the words Barclay.
2 hours later, we're indulging at the Barclay eating calamari.
Our conversations have to have defenses.
French fries, and what else do we have over there? It was a good time.
Beverages? It was a sweet bar. It was a sweet. It's an old school
We
place.
Watched a very old man with two younger-ish women on either side of him, one wearing a cast and a sling, And he was oogling them and googling them. And
we also got in and we went to sit down at the bar, and the band started like doing their sound test, and like they were super loud.
It was so loud, Lauren's hair actually flew forward.
So we're like, okay, I guess we'll go sit in one of the booths in the back. So we got up, left, went to the back. The band never came back for the next like hour and a half that we were there.
And they could see us, and they just gave us dirty looks because they knew that we moved because of that. Anyways, all that aside, 2 hours after I say, after Mike responds with groovy, I write, should we be expecting you or keeping you abreast of our moves? Corona writes, fuck, I just left. Have fun. I'm like, wow, Mike and I are dating now because he's being passive aggressive with the have fun.
I know.
And then I wrote, we're still at the restaurant. Mike says, I am almost home. And we were all sad. We were sad.
I was sad, too.
Honestly, it was kind of selfish of us. Because, A, we would have loved to have seen you. But, B, we knew there was like at least a half hour to an hour long wait in the line to get into this goddamn haunted house, which I don't understand haunted houses. I don't get how they're scary. I'm not trying to be like douchey, like I'm above it all. But I've just never been scared at a fucking haunted house. It's like, at the risk of sounding like an asshole, like nerdy drama types dressed up like ghouls going,
yes.
Ew.
Yeah, I know it. Exactly how they're scared because I stood there for an hour and 3 minutes and listened to it over and over and over. There's some guy with an air gun, mm-hmm. and he shoots a blast of air at you in the dark because mm-hmm. that one's it was always a, and then and then there's other people hitting metal things.
I got electrocuted
with things. What
they got like electric wall.
We also got put in a morgue drawer.
Oh, you would have hated.
No.
Yeah.
One by one.
Yeah, and you get slid all the way through to the next room.
Well, Jillian and I went the same one. So we wanted to knock one out real quick.
Are you kidding?
Nice.
They put you in a – is it a real morgue drawer?
We also had to – no.
So we wanted to have you in line to, you know, help pass the time because you're an incredibly entertaining fellow.
Thanks.
Yeah. And you kind of did that on your own without us there. Yeah.
Mike, but why didn't you just shoot us a text or a call and say, hey, where the fuck are you?
Because he's doing his own podcast.
No, I'm gonna, I'll be just completely blunt about it. I didn't want to go to a haunted house.
Well, you were at the haunted house.
I didn't want to go to a haunted house. I was fine. I was in a fine mood Saturday morning, and I let myself slip into this weird, funky depression. I started letting things eat away at me, and I knew to stop it, and I didn't. I decided I'm going. And then I got so fucking bad, I went to bed at 3 and woke up at 5, and then I went, okay, here's what I'm doing. I'm gonna
go to the haunted house.
Drive out there, and I'm going to let it all be up in the air, whether I run into you guys or not. Mm-hmm. And I got there, started recording a podcast. Next thing you know, it was an hour and 3 minutes in, and I had to pee at that point. And I just left.
They had bathrooms right around the corner.
I saw the sign, but I didn't know where it was. I thought it was like down the street or something.
They weren't scary. I was very happy that you did not come in with us. I didn't. I thought
the haunted house
should
be haunted all the way through. The bathroom should all be clogged toilets. Terrifying.
I didn't ever think that you would actually go through with the haunted house because it was $15.
$13.
It was $15 for us.
$13 online.
Oh.
I was trying to make a joke like you're a cheapskate. It's not the case. Oh. I was happy. There was one particular
I wish I was a chief
where I'm like thank
kid.
God Mike is not in here and I don't feel responsible for his well-being because there is this part of because
all the girls
the
were
haunted,
of age pa-da-pa, rim shot
haunted house where it was like we're being birthed like the
did
walls
you get wet?
No but the walls were like inflated it was like a two bouncy houses
yeah
pushed
butted,
together
butted up against each other
and you have to walk through them so and
you had to force your way through. I mean the crack was like an inch. You have to literally push it apart.
I'm like a germaphobe but nowhere close to as bad as you are. I don't think and all I could think of was like oh my god
there's so many people touched it.
It's like I'm going through like the dirtiest vagina in all of Alhambra and I was really happy you weren't in front or behind
it's
me because I would have felt really bad. I would have felt very very bad.
The dirtiest vagina of all of Alhambra. That would be stiff competition, probably.
But then after that, everyone was kind of like, all right, so which bar are we going to? They're like, home. Everyone's like, home. And it was just kind of humdrum. And then I went home, and Jillian fell asleep immediately, and I watched hockey, and it was boring.
Hmm.
No one knows how to party anymore, you know?
Well, now that we got skateboards,
yeah,
we're on the path to learning, to teaching them.
I got snuff in the car.
Oh, yeah?
Drew said that it's not really a trigger, that people are overreacting.
Wait, he said it's what?
Not a trigger. That's what Drew said. But I don't want to be like, you know, slanging.
I don't think it's a trigger either.
All right.
Well, I don't think it is. I mean,
I don't think it is. But who am I?
Do you think smoking's a trigger to drinking?
Oh, yeah.
I don't think
so. Well,
no,
drinking is a trigger to smoking for sure.
Yeah, probably, but not.
No, not probably for sure.
I'm not going to. I'm not worried about it.
Drinking is a trigger to everything. You have a few drinks and everything's a great idea.
I only had one of your cigarettes the other night. That's pretty good.
Oh, not bad, Tyler.
Yeah.
I didn't notice. Thank you for pointing that out.
I'm kind of jealous that your skateboard wheels are smoother than mine, and I like them better.
Well, they're available at most skateboard shops.
Yeah, I don't want to really spend any more money. I dropped right. 160 on this board already.
I love my board.
If a listener wants to buy my skateboard, $80.
Wow.
You just, so I can start
right
over.
Half, right in half.
I want to get different trucks, different wheels, and I'll use the new board that we got as a gift.
Okay. All right, what else, guys? I feel naked. I got nothing on the phone.
So 80 seemed kind of cheap. Let's go 90.
I think you should do higher. It's my Corona owned and operated.
Too late now, right?
We have an anti-announcement to make.
Okay.
This Christmas, there will not be an After Disaster show near you.
How come?
Not doing a live show. Not doing one.
Can we talk about that for a moment?
May we?
Yeah.
I'm in. Let's talk about it.
The I'm just going to be totally upfront about this, my feelings. And my feelings are misguided a lot of times because I have mental problems.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
You know that, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You've been upset with me for things that I was innocent.
I'm not upset with you one bit.
Okay.
So I held that date for us. We can't do it. Tyler's out of town.
Right.
Now, I'm having great apprehension with doing a show with just me and Dr. Drew because I feel that it would be that you guys would not be happy with me doing that. Now, am I totally wrong about that? Or am I being hypersensitive? Or am I being weird? As an adult man who has the right to do with my time whatever I wish to do,
you're at my you're place selling of work. A hard defense. In
no,
your,
but I'm, yeah. I'm asking you. I'm being honest with you because I'm like, oh, I'm weirded out by
that
this.
That bite of cheese just tasted like seafood a little bit.
Why?
I don't know. It was good though.
My it's bite good. Of cheese tasted like betrayal.
Betrayal.
That's what I'm asking. Now, is there?
I'm going to be honest.
Am I wrong?
You.
Yeah, be honest. I'm going to be.
And I wish Drew was here.
But real quick, let me tell you. Because I thought the other day, I went, okay, I'm going to hold that date and I'll just do a show with Dr. Drew. And then I thought, well, I brought this up to Dr. Drew at dinner. I went, I go, I don't want to do it because I think it's going to be weird to Mike Catherwood. And he goes, that's ridiculous. And I went, no, it's not ridiculous. You guys have a show together.
It's not at all.
And then you and I are just going to stand there and make fun of each other for an hour.
Drew is a really, really smart guy, but sometimes he's really, really stupid. And yeah, I mean,
choosing to do something with
you two doing a show would probably be a little bit annoying and upsetting to Tyler and I, and it would definitely be upsetting to Catherwood. He'll deny it, but it would be. And the fact that Drew's blinded to all that is kind of annoying and upsetting. But you know, Drew just he's blind to everything. He's blind.
I'd mentioned to him at dinner. I said
coming along and doing something with the After Disaster that would make sense, and I wouldn't have a massive problem with that. I'd be a little bit annoyed, but you know.
Okay.
But him just trying to, like, take...
But why are you going to be annoyed if I do this?
Not with you. I would be annoyed with Drew. Not with you. What are you going to do? And plus, he's so persistent. We got to do this! So you guys can go up there and just shoot the shit and do whatever you want to do.
That's all it's going to be is a My Podcast where we have a discussion.
Yeah. It's just... It's a lost opportunity for us to do what we do, but...
No, see, I'm glad we're having this conversation because I didn't know you'd feel that way because I don't think it is a lost opportunity.
But whatever. What else? I'm not trying to be bitter. I'm annoyed that Drew gets so... Like, I had to explain to Drew a couple weeks ago that when he does something with drunk history, he can't be the drunk guy. What do you mean? Why? I'm like, Drew, your entire living, your entire brand is about helping people who are drunk. You can't make a joke of it. You can't go out and get drunk.
Yeah,
on
it's weird to make a joke of
he
it.
He had no... He thought I was full of shit. He's really stupid sometimes. I love Drew, but he's really dumb sometimes. He just doesn't see things like a normal person.
I'll make sure to isolate this clip for now.
I feel uncomfortable with this whole thing.
But no, it's completely different. Plus, you know what? Tyler and I wanted to do something away from the improv. Anyway, so why don't you guys just go up, do the improv, and we'll figure. I was really excited about doing a Christmas show, and it's upsetting that Tyler can't. I don't know why.
Well, I'm only gone that weekend.
Well, that's the only date available in December.
But we can find another location.
Except for what?
You know, you want me to bring up the other idea?
Yeah, why not?
Not that idea.
No, I'll bring it up. No. Must. Have to.
I convinced them to let us have the restaurant for New
Year's.
Oh,
not terrible. Terrible idea. Don't bring it up.
I didn't think it was a bad idea.
No.
We could do a New Year's Eve podcast for like 50 people in the restaurant.
I have plans. Lots of piggies.
What plans do you have on New Year's? New Year's is horrible.
I know. It's awful.
We're going to be making a skate video.
You know what could be a lot worse? Is being like wedged into a tiny little restaurant area that spills out onto a public sidewalk.
It's not that. It's nice. It's not that tiny.
It's pretty small. It's pretty goddamn small.
It'll be fun.
Mm. Okay. Why don't you and Drew do that? Yeah. Oh, hey! That's a good idea. Beautiful. Perfect. You guys do a sober New Year's. Mike and Drew. Not that Mike. Different Mike and Drew. Different sober Mike.
A sober New Year's.
Perfect. Yeah. Walking in.
Happy no beers.
Whoa, but I can't say that.
Let's say, okay, as of right this moment, I'm going to keep that date.
Will you mark that, please?
Let's, I didn't hear what you said.
Yeah, I know, but just in case anyone.
Say it so we can mark it again.
No. That's more editing for me when all the people are in here yelling.
Where should... Oh, my God. Can I tell you? I'll tell you later.
Yeah, you have to tell me
later. I think I already told you.
What? This is the worst.
Shut up! I hate you so much right now.
Oh, you did tell me that.
The dinner conversation?
Wait, that thing? I have no idea what you're talking about.
I'm so done with both of you.
At dinner?
At dinner with who? At dinner with what?
No, the unplugging microphones is not a thing now.
It's a thing.
Joke's going to be on them when they try to come back on and their volume is pulled totally down.
Welcome to intermission.
They're still talking in there with the microphones off. Well, now's a good time to remind you to go to theafterdisaster.com and click through the Amazon banner. Every little bit helps here, The After Disaster. Follow us on Twitter at After Disaster. Go on Instagram, The After Disaster. I think that's all the places we are. I hate Anderson and Mike very much right now.
That's awful. Weird. That's terrible.
Yeah. I hope to God that didn't go out.
It didn't.
It was very weird and did. Surreal.
I can't believe I'm a part of this because that's the worst thing we could ever do.
That is easily the worst thing we've ever done on the show.
It is, right? We can cut it.
That was terrible.
We can cut it all.
Well, I'm leaving
it. I'll cut it. I'll cut it and I'll post it.
I did a good sell in the middle.
I heard it. Instagram. Yeah. Every little bit.
Well, I guess I want to plug my show with Dr. Drew on December 6th.
Yeah, what's your feeling on it, Tyler? I just spoke.
I don't really mind.
You can be honest.
No, that's entirely. That'd be like me being mad that you do a podcast. It's the exact same thing.
Well, when I did a podcast, I felt like you guys were going to be mad about that.
We weren't. I'm just mad at Drew, not thinking about. He thinks about other people.
If you're curious as to what I would like to have happen, I would like it to be an after disaster, and I'd like to do an after disaster once a month.
I know.
That's what I would like.
And it would make sense, like if we're doing an after disaster and then you and him, if he's so
I would like to
opposed.
Just do an after disaster once a month, maybe spread it around to different places, and I'd like to do one in Irvine.
Hmm. Yeah, I'm down. Whatever. Well, I'm down for well, – why don't we look for another – we'll talk about this while skating in the parking lot after the show.
I can't skate for long because I have plans after this.
Oh, wow, Mr. Big Shot, Mr. Stuff to Do, Mr. Got to pack up my skateboard
to
go do things.
Okay. Well, guys, I'm in full pre-production mode. I'm either watching movies or pre-producing my next short, and things are coming along snappily. I don't know if that's a real
thing. It's hard to throw in, I've been watching movies as a... expect us to think that's work. I know it is work.
Sounds like
I know
wife.
It is.
You sound like my wife. Whenever we get in arguments about time and stuff, I'm like, honey, I got to watch these movies. She's like, you could do without watching them. I'm like, nope, I have to watch minimum of 3 a week. Part
that's
of the
lot.
Job description.
That's a full day's work.
That's 8 hours.
That's what I mean. It's a full day. But, technically.
Well, Interstellar's tomorrow. That's 3 fucking hours.
Ooh, I can't make it then.
It's 3 hours.
That's too long for me.
But, today I was on the Fox lot. To see that movie Wild with Reese Witherspoon, and it was kind of cool because I meet celebrities, rub elbows,
hobnob.
But I was walking by a trailer, one of those Star Wagons, and it just said Mitchell. I'm like, who's Mitchell? Mitchell.
Who was it?
Like, the only Mitchell I know is from Modern Family, and then the very next door was Cameron. I'm like, oh my God, Mitchell and Cameron right there.
Is that Modern Family?
Yeah.
Okay.
The gay couple. I got very excited.
It's funny that they put their
I know they put
character
their
names.
Character
names. Weird. Are they super method?
I wonder if it's totally coincidental and they're completely different actors.
You know what? It's probably for the tour.
They don't think they do a tour at Fox.
Oh, they're just sad decoy trailers.
No, but I want to tell you that my last experience at Universal Studios, which maybe I already talked about it, did I? Sorry if I did.
It was hiking and it was stairs.
No, no. A week ago, Monday, was Universal kind of sucks.
Are we reviewing theme parks now?
It just isn't. Like, it's just like, it doesn't have the charm of a fair, and it certainly isn't Disneyland. And it's kind of just like, why does this exist? And then we took the tram tour, and I was just glowing about it to everybody. But this is
what?
Well worth the price of admission. Mm-hmm. You guys are going to love this. And then I realized the last time I took the tram tour, I had a 24-ounce beer in my lap and a giant thing of popcorn. And it's not nearly. It's just a big fucking ad for the Mindy Kaling show, because they're constantly going, Mindy, and there's your car. Mindy Kaling's on set right
that?
Now working on her show. She's an actress, Indian actress. But they mentioned her show probably six times.
Did you go by the Home and Family set?
The what?
Home and Family.
I don't
right by the
so.
Earthquake? Did you go to the earthquake?
Yeah.
And then you also drive by Home and Family, which is a big fake
house. It's not Earthquake anymore, though. It's
all right.
Oh, it's Earthquake. Yeah, it's Earthquake.
It's the worst show. Wait, this is the worst, right?
No, it's totally not.
What's wrong? The magic's
totally
gone.
Not the worst.
The magic's gone. Drew has stolen the magic.
Yeah, I think so.
It's just it's frustrating.
Well,
I feel like I should
actually,
be talking
I
about
don't,
this.
But
I don't should be talking about this. You mark that. Mark that.
What? I'm going to have to delete this entire episode.
Let's throw it out.
Did I
throw
say anything out. That I shouldn't? Did I
Baby.
Talk about that I'm?
Oh, you talked a lot, but the mics were off. Thank God.
I didn't say anything about sex, did I?
A lot.
Mm-hmm. Got to mark that too.
So basically, we're going to delete everything, and it's going to be like, "Hey, we were skating, and Charles Manson called people." End of the episode.
Oh, no. There's a lot of references to Nightcrawler that I think will make the cut.
Yeah, to the eight people that are going to see that movie. Mm. Uh-huh. I guess it did pretty well.
Eight more than they had before. Uh-huh. How can it compete, even though I haven't seen Birdman? But I don't want to see Birdman now because the reviews are too good. It can't live up.
Those Mike Carano sentences.
Let me tell you, the end is awful.
I heard somebody else mention they didn't
still
like
the ending,
too.
Still a great movie, though. Still a great movie. But the end, I took it as a personal attack. Like, he was personally trying to make me not, like, daring me not to like his movie. That's how I took it.
Shoot.
I'm a little narcissistic, though. I should probably point that out. But, yeah, the fact that, it's almost like one of those things, I think I talked about it on the show, but it's like when you're, and I'm not going to use Jillian as an example, in case she hears this and she wouldn't like it, but, like, if you're, like, really into a girl.
That got you out of it.
Despite the fact that she's never cooked a meal for you, despite the fact that she doesn't do your laundry, despite the fact that she doesn't do all the things that a good woman should do,
Market.
But you still love her?
Yeah, yeah.
That's a sign of a great woman. You know what I mean?
You know what? It is.
This movie, despite the fact that it's got a shit ending,
you still love it.
You still love it. That says a lot. Says a lot.
Yep. I've never had a girl. Well, that's not true. You know what? I take that back.
Despite the fact that she won't stop off at the liquor store on the way home
and find me a lover. I've never had a girl that actually cooked for me, except for
what?
Well, someone cooks for me sometimes, but I haven't had long-term girlfriends that did that.
Well, you don't let them in your house, and you don't spend time at their house, so it's kind of tough. You're always out at restaurants and in public.
Yeah, it's always restaurants.
You always treat all of your relationships like
it's a first date.
Like it's a first date, and you're a girl, and you might get raped. So you want to
do it
in public.
Do, yeah. Yeah, you're right.
It's funny, right? No, but you guys, no.
Kind of do.
Tie.
What?
I don't know.
Why'd you say my name?
I don't know, because like you're looking like over the mountain.
Does
there.
Lauren cook you food?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, she cooks.
She do laundry?
She makes drinks.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Do you do laundry?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We are terrible, though, and let it go, like, far too long, and then we do, like, the 40 loads, which is the worst, especially when you
That is the worst.
Have
That's
community.
Why I do laundry at least every week or twice a week, even when I have very few things to wash.
Such a great feeling, though, when you have nothing to wear, nothing's clean, and then 3 hours later, everything's clean. It's a pretty great feeling.
Yeah,
it's a better feeling when the washing machine is in your home rather than go down two flights of stairs.
I also wash every dish the minute it's dirty. Like if I use a coffee cup, I wash it the minute
we
it's dirty.
We are
like
my evil house. Opposites, my friend.
How do you do that?
Tyler's,
why don't you just
Tyler's
wash it
fridge,
right then? It never.
His fridge has been broken for over a month.
Yeah. Freezer works. Not as a freezer, but it's cold.
It's like a fridge?
Yeah.
It's like, so I'm like living with a fridge of the size of two shoeboxes.
Where'd that ice come from when I went over to your house? You had a big bowl of ice right in the middle of the non-working fridge.
I bought ice.
That was disconcerting.
For the drinks.
Jillian actually takes it to the next level. When I'm doing laundry, she's talking about how sexy I am doing laundry. I'm trying to
manipulate you into doing it more. You know what? And nothing is
better. I don't
buy
that, though.
Nothing is better than watching you clean the bathroom.
I was actually believing it.
Smokes.
I was believing it, and then one night it was actually dark outside and light inside, so I caught my reflection in the mirror as I was walking by the laundry basket. And I'm like, she can't be serious when she's manipulating. Hey, wait a minute. I see what you're doing, Missy.
So is it your responsibility to fix that refrigerator, or is it your landlord?
It's ours. We have to just replace it.
That's a bad move.
Now I'm thinking about it.
That's a bad one.
It's like, it's just, the only time to deal with it is on the weekend, and the last thing I want to do on the weekend is deal with some person on Craigslist to buy a fridge.
I wouldn't do Craigslist. I would go buy a brand new one for $400.
All right. We're not talking fridges. Are the skateboards
The good ones are over 1,000, but you can get one for like 400.
I got this one for 150 on Craigslist.
Yeah, but
it lasted 3 years.
Remember that part where we turned the microphones off? That was better than this.
No.
Yes.
People are at home agreeing with me or agreeing with Mike.
You should get like 3 of those little baby fridges.
That would just stack them all up.
Four of them, stack them up.
Yeah, four. Do like a little pyramid.
Do you want me to steal some of the little refrigerators from the improv?
Why don't people just do a bunch of little fridges? Because they're easy to move in and out. If one doesn't work anymore, you just throw it down the dumpster.
They give us little refrigerators, not super often, but many times it's happened. They're those little teeny Red Bull ones that hold like 30 Red Bulls, and they just sit there, and then people are like, just throw that fucking thing in the dumpster, and then we get another one, and then they keep on giving us these weird little
tiny ones.
Yeah, but they hold. Yes. They're like this big. You know, like a microwave size.
I think all fridges should be like this, and they can like latch together.
You could have an entire wall of just fridges.
Yeah.
And you have like,
I like it.
I don't like those weird like see through.
It'll be the noisiest fucking refrigerator in the world.
See through
with like 8 motors. Yeah.
I don't like that.
Those I like it a lot.
You better have somebody who knows how to clean.
You better be the one that cleans.
You better buy some organized ass apples.
Okay, I like the see through fridge, but you know what I think is a terrible idea?
See through bathroom.
I have a picture over to my phone right now. The glass garage door that's crystal clear right through, and I was like, "That's fucking."
You're gonna kill all the birds and all the people know what fancy cars you have.
Mm-hmm. It was. I looked at it and I went, "That's stupid. It's just idiotic because you have to keep your garage now completely spotless." Mm-hmm.
And then once your wife kicks you out and you're living in the garage,
very sad. Yeah. You ever slept in a garage?
I don't think I have, but I always wanted to. Like, I always wanted to be kicked out. I always wanted to like that to be my room.
It wasn't like I was set up in there. I was just like sleeping in there until the parents left, type thing.
When I was a kid, I spent a lot of time in the garage, and it was not really constructive time, but I felt like it was. Like, I was playing with my skateboard.
Yeah.
I was washing my car.
You're outside the house?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I used to love opening the garage door and washing and waxing my car with the garage door open with the stereo on.
That's a good feeling.
Was it a Camaro?
No, it was a Cadillac.
Picturing Camaro. Oh, picture slow motion.
I'm picturing a Pontiac Trans Am with a Firebird.
Very close to a Camaro.
Okay.
Shirtless Mike with his young Italian body.
All right,
Mike. I used to go out shirtless a lot.
Nothing's changed.
I might bring that back because.
Oh, should we do shirtless skate videos?
Yes.
Yeah, give me like 6 months though.
Yeah, let's wait till summertime. Let's do summertime shirtless skate videos. Mm-hmm. I think those Hawaiian skateboards may have cursed the show. I feel like the show's no good. For like, a lot of tension.
They were voodoo.
Like Dr. Drew is trying to break us up. Dr. Drew is trying to break. Hey, if you listen to this and you want to start a movement, send a tweet at Dr. Drew, one of his many thousand tweets that he gets per minute, talking about how horrible he is, because the poor man takes a lot of abuse on Twitter. But pile on and say this. Dr. Drew, stop trying to break up the After Disaster. What do you hashtag that?
He's going to be so confused.
What are you doing? What do you mean? It's doing more good things for the After Disaster. We're helping promote it. No.
This is the man who's confused every week when he comes in and sees me and wonders why I'm here.
Every time he does. He goes, Tyler,
what are you doing here?
And then
I'm literally doing the show with you guys.
And then if Mike's not here if Mike's not here 1 week, he does this. Where's Mike been? Why aren't you doing the show? Yeah. Feels good, huh?
I got to be honest. I don't understand your impression of him because I never heard him actually sound like that.
I got to play something, anything that he's on pretty much every Drew drop I have at this point.
That's it?
Oh, yeah. It's ridiculous.
I know, Pete.
That's legitimately Dr. Drew.
I didn't fuck with that at all.
Hey, I'm just normal heterosexual. Is that normal relationships?
That doesn't work.
Oh, that's what I was going to say.
There it is. That's the one.
That's what I was going to say.
Where do you want to go skateboarding?
The Improv, December 6th.
We'll be those ruffians outside smacking your cars.
I'm just drunk in the audience?
Oh, my God.
You know what? Just heckling.
I would love it. I would love it.
You tell me about love.
We can just turn it into an After Disaster.
You fucking love Doctor. He's not even a real doctor.
We can Skype Tyler in on the video. Mm-hmm. It'll be 1 o'clock in the morning there.
All right. I was excited about doing an after. Not to sound like all like, I'm kind of being a little bitter bitch right now. I get it. I do. But I was going to try and have a rough cut of the short film, the cult film.
We can still do something in the summer.
But what is it? Let's turn the anger. Let's refocus it on Ty Ty.
What?
December 6th, where are you going to be?
I'm going to be in Washington, D.C.
Or doing what? Watching orangutans fly overhead?
Hopefully.
Yes, what else?
What are you doing there?
My company. It's our Christmas party.
Well, tell them to bring the fucking party here. You're going to a Christmas party? You're getting on a plane to go to a Christmas party?
Well, we also have 2 days of work and team building.
Oh, Christ almighty.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any like white elephant Christmas gift givings, that kind of thing?
Who knows?
I'll make sure to schedule the Film Vault family Christmas episode on that
the 7th?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know why you guys are so surprised. This has happened the last 2 years.
I don't like it. Just because it's happened before. I don't like it. Like, if another Holocaust happened, you think I'd be like...
I'm actually...
So my company trip is the Holocaust?
I'm not surprised that your Holocaust plane trip is... I'm just bummed out that... I guess we didn't know... I don't know.
I didn't know what week I was going to be gone until like 2 weeks
ago.
Let's take it a step further.
I would have picked a different day in December.
I will.
Because there was a point where almost all those days were open. And
meet you out in front of the improv on the 6th with signs. And we will pick it. And we'll say Dr. Drew is killing...
I'll be in D.C.
...the AD. I'm talking to listeners, not you, Ty Ty. I know you're worthless. You have nothing. Tell Dr. Drew to stop killing baby seals. We'll just throw in a bunch of other stuff, too. The after disaster was one of the many things that he's trying to destroy.
Realistically, you're probably going to hurt my podcast because it's really going to be just a Mike Corona podcast.
Oh.
With him.
Okay.
Well, what else would it be?
I don't know. It's just us talking.
Was it going to riff? We'll just do like you guys do.
We're just going to do some potting. We'll pod.
Can I tell you something? I told him at dinner, I said, I really don't know what we do because I don't want to just do a regular old podcast interview where we talk to each other. I go, that seems boring. And he goes, we can talk about anything. He goes, Lincoln, geology. Dead serious. And I was like, Lincoln and or geology.
What would this world look like if Lincoln was a geologist instead of a president and a lawyer?
Mary, have you got rocks for brains?
Mary Pickford, is that her name?
No, Mary Todd Lincoln.
Oh, I knew that. I think her name is Mary Sally Field.
What?
She played her in the movie.
Right. Oh, yeah, you're right. She did. Was that movie good?
No, it was god-awful.
Because I was going to watch it so I can prepare for the podcast. And I'm not kidding one bit. I'm like, this motherfucker, I got to read about Lincoln. I got to watch the movie. I got to go into this acting like I know about Lincoln so I can have an educated debate with him about Lincoln.
Hey, maybe I'm off base with being a little bit annoyed with Drew. And I know, Mike, I don't blame you and I'm mad at you because I know that it's not your doing. It's just Drew constantly going after you and I know how persistent he is and I've witnessed it. So, but maybe I'm being a little, I'm not really angry about it. It bothers me that he doesn't see it at all. As being how it could be problematic or hurtful or an issue. That's all.
But whose idea was it for him to do the show instead of the after disaster?
It's always Drew.
Did Drew say, hey, let me do that date with you? Or did you say, hey, Drew, will you do the date?
He, after we did the after disaster, he really wants to do a podcast with me. And I kind of have been brushing it off a little bit. For the reasons I said earlier about not wanting other people to be upset and thinking it was kind of weird. And then I told him flat out, I go, I don't want to do it if it's sold as a Dr. Drew event. And people are going to see you. And then and I'm up there trying to talk to you. So I said, let me see if I can sell tickets based on me and make it a Mike Corona podcast with you. And we have been going back and forth on it since we did the after disaster. And then the December 6th date came up. And, hey, I'll book us an after disaster date at the Improv tomorrow, and I'll do it in January.
No, Christmas or bust. We need to find, like, let's talk about the Third Street place.
I'll do a Christmas show because I hate Christmas.
We want to do a Christmas show, but there's no dates available.
No, a 25th show.
Oh, on 20? No,
no one's coming out to that.
Bullshit.
Actually,
movie theaters are packed.
Is it available?
It's absolutely available. And they
does anyone work it?
They open Christmas now. And last year was sold out with, but that was Gabriel Iglesias.
I've never heard of him.
He's a very large Mexican comedian.
I think I've seen him on TV. Hi, boys.
I don't know what that means.
They call them Fluffy.
Yeah.
Well, is he back in there for the Feliz Navidad?
He's doing another club, I think. But I would. The only problem is
not terrible. But Tyler has got to be off, like probably doing.
You
mass
probably
somewhere.
Have like three masses to go to right on Christmas.
No, I don't go to mass Bible? On Christmas, but I do have like three different families that I'm going to have to go to.
Well, this is only going to be 2 hours out of your day.
What's that? Yeah, it's late at night when everyone goes out and gets booze.
Yeah, 8 o'clock at night we're gonna
eggnog it up. I'm not terrible with that. I'm not totally against this idea. Tyler looks very
I'm totally
worried.
Into it. It gives me a great excuse to not have
you
to show
what?
Up to anything.
Tyler's in a thought right now is the Lord's birthday is an excuse for us to do our thing.
He was born in the spring or something.
February
December.
3rd.
Okay, I'm into this Christmas idea.
I don't think it's awful.
You want to check and make sure that Christmas on Christmas.
You want to check and make sure that Drew's not available?
Oh, I did tell Dr. Drew I'll go to his house for Christmas.
Oh, my God.
Anderson's done that before. You might want to reconsider.
Was it weird?
Yep.
Christmas Eve, I'm going to San Diego.
All right. Well, I don't need the whole schedule.
New Year's Eve, who knows what I'm doing.
All right. Okay. Everyone, thank you.
Welcome
for
to this planning session of the
I'm sorry. This is a lackluster episode. I apologize.
Hey, you got to have some valleys so that you can enjoy the mountains.
Next week's going to be good?
I guess.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You're on the mountains?
100% serious, guys. He's 100% serious.
Because I'm going to go to Vegas on Friday.
Let's talk about that. We were supposed to go out and do something this Saturday, possibly, but that's not a possibility.
It is a possibility.
All right.
But I have to go to SEMA on Friday.
I don't know what that is. Why do you keep going to SEMA?
I was going to DesignCon on Saturday in Pasadena, but I can push that till Sunday if I have to.
We wanted to go to the skateboarding museum in Morro Bay.
That's far.
I know.
That's quite a ways away from Vegas.
You know what's farther?
Yeah.
Is Washington, D.C. for a goddamn Christmas party.
No shit. It's time to hold Tyler down and age him prematurely. Who's the old man at the Christmas party?
All right. Good night, everybody. Thanks for... I feel like I'm embarrassed almost.
Why?
I feel like I'm a little bit of a bitter bitch. Like
no,
I shouldn't even speak the fact that it annoys me that Drew doesn't see how it would be hurtful and annoying. I feel like I...
Well, that's what's interesting about our show is we actually...
I wish that I kind of held that in like most respectable people would do.
It's better. Your way is better because I hold things in and it's not a good way.
And maybe I'm way off base here, but I've heard it in my head. When you first told me about it, I was actually in a skate shop working on my skateboard with a young man. You could hear the tools being clanked, right? He called me and I wouldn't have answered for many, but I knew that it was like a pressing issue. And Mike had that. He's like, I got this date. I'm going to see if Tyler's available. Are you available? And here's another thing. If you guys aren't, Drew really wants to do it. And it's like, and I got annoyed immediately. Immediately.
I understand that.
But here's this. I'm also mad at Tyler for hopping on a plane to go to a party. Why don't we do you think Drew would do a little goatee? Growing out?
Play sound effects?
Play some sound effects? The scowl that we're getting from Titan.
You know what? I just thought of something that's going to piss only one person off instead of two or three,
uh-huh.
Which is we just do the after disaster. We talk to Drew in Tyler's place.
Yeah.
And he's the only one that's pissed.
Yeah, if we're doing it really for the
I have to pee.
For the least amount of angry people, I think that's the way to go.
No, that would bother me unceasingly.
Good night.